You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Matthew in Woodinville is. Matthew, are you there?
Good and happy Monday morning.
Now, guess what, Matthew? Even though we were out on Friday, there was a cheat sheet Friday during the men's room at 5:40. Did you by chance hear it?
No, I was also out.
Oh.
That's good. We're all on the same level of a playing field.
Well, Steve, why don't you get out of here?
If my brain will work today. You got it. You got it.
For those playing along at home, Matthew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Matthew?
Let's do it.
What does ABV stand for in the world of alcohol?
ADV?
ABV.
ABV, pass.
In what decade did the Soviet Union launch its first Sputnik satellite?
50s, 60s, 70s.
50s, correct. What sport did Gerald Ford play at University of Michigan? Oh.
Football.
That's correct. Where does Harry Potter have a lightning-shaped scar?
On his forehead.
That's right. How many feet are in a fathom?
Feet, 6.
That's correct. Which state is home to the Valley of 10,000 Smokes?
10,000 Smokes. Kentucky, Tennessee.
No.
Louisiana.
No. Double your pleasure, double your fun was the ad slogan for what product?
Wrigley gum.
Correct. What do you call a group of whales?
A pod.
Correct. Van Halen released Diver Down on this day in 1982, making the album how old today?
43,
correct. In what month does Canada celebrate its birthday?
This month.
No.
Next month.
No.
Month before.
No. Let's see here, Matthew. You got...
Wait. Alcohol, ABV, alcoholic beverage.
No. But you know okay. What? You got 7 correct.
Well, we'll see. It's Monday. I have a chance.
You do have a chance. That's the kind of confidence that I have come to expect from our rockaholics.
It's 7? You know, it's over half.
And Steve is back. And are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Oh, yeah!
What does ABV stand for in the alcohol industry?
Alcohol blood volume?
No.
Alcohol by volume?
Yes. In what decade did the Soviet Union launch its first Sputnik satellite? What decade did the Soviet Union
60s?
Launch?
60s?
Nope.
50s?
Yes. What sport did Gerald Ford play at University of Michigan?
Basketball.
No.
Baseball.
No.
Football.
Yes. Yes. Where does Harry Potter have a lightning-shaped scar?
On his Hogwart.
No.
Arm?
No.
Face.
Yes. How many feet are in a fathom?
8.
No.
6.
Yes. Which state is home to the Valley of 10,000 Smokes?
California.
No.
Wisconsin.
No.
North Dakota.
No. Double your pleasure, double your fun was the ad slogan for what product?
Wonderment?
No.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. Bubblegum?
You gotta be more specific.
I know. I can't think of the gum. Wonder gum, Bubblicious, and two twins.
That's not it, Steve. You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 7-5. Congratulations, Matthew.
Done. Great victory today.
A fantastic victory. You know what you should do is go to the Rock Shop and buy yourself a I Beat Migs t-shirt, which is available now.
They're brand new. They're hot off the presses.
Yes.
I mean, even if you don't beat him, you can still buy the shirt. But if you beat him, you definitely want to go buy the shirt. And do you want to know some other ones that you got wrong there, Steve?
Oh, yeah, please. Rub it in on me. Yes.
The Valley of 10,000 Smokes is Alaska.
Alaska. Okay.
And the gum is Double Mint gum.
Double
Mint. You were so close.
It's the Double Mint twins. Remember the the commercials?
I
don't know why I was thinking Wonderment.
Well, you have another opportunity at 8:50 to do it right. Okay. Earlier today, I talked about how my kid nearly ruined a trip to Leavenworth, but that wasn't all that happened, Steve.
I know you sent me an email and you give me kind of like a bullet point list of things that happened with no context. So I have a lot of questions about your trip to Leavenworth, and I absolutely need some answers.
One of the things that happened, my son being a crook, how I accidentally got hammered.
Again, I have a lot of questions, and I need some answers.
I will give you those answers after Nirvana. We are back from a little vacation action, and for my vacation...
So nice to be back.
We did a little spring break in the lovely town of Leavenworth, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, did you get a pretzel?
Of course we got a pretzel.
Okay.
With the Beecher's dipping cheese, of course.
And I don't care about the dipping part. That's not the question I have. So, like, what we do on our show is every day, especially when we're gone for a weekend or on a vacation, we'll send each other, like, messages, either text or emails, just kind of telling us each other what was going on so we know what happened while we were off. And you sent me, like, a bunch of bullet points about the things that you did while you were in Leavenworth, but really with no context. Mm-mm. And one of them involved your son shoplifting, and I want to ask you about that one in a second. But before we get to the bad, I want to get to the good first.
Okay.
Because you said you did the Alpine coaster, and I've done it, and it's amazing. Tatum loved it. We did it multiple times. What was your take on it?
It was fantastic. Now, the first time I went with my son, and he was very apprehensive about the speed.
Okay.
So he did not want to go full throttle with me. But we signed up to go twice. So the second time, he went with Dad and my husband, Brad, and he took it to the next level. And then
That's exactly what Tatum wanted, to go fast with Mom. But then when she did it with Dad, she's like, Dad, don't hit the brakes at all. I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm okay with that. Because if you've never done the Alpine coaster in Leavenworth, It's really cool. It's like you're on like how would you describe it?
I mean, you go up about two big sections of, you know, on top of this mountain essentially, and then it just curves you all around. There's some whoop-de-doos. I mean, you don't go like upside down or anything like that, but it goes pretty fast, and I had a blast.
And you control the speed with a lever. It's
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, push forward to go fast, pull back to go slow.
Yeah.
It was so wonderful. Highly recommend.
All right, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not so fun, Barrett shoplifting.
So all of a sudden we'd been in this store that had like gems and rocks and things of that nature, and all of a sudden he's got 3 marbles in his hand, and I'm like, son, where did you get those marbles?
No.
And he says, these are from grandma's house. And I'm immediately like, don't you lie to me, I know you took those from the store. And he said, no, I got these from grandma's house. So all day I'm blaming him for shoplifting.
Okay.
Then we get back to the house and I tell my mom what happened, and she's like, you have to take him back and have him return those marbles right away. And then she said, but can I see the marbles? Because if they really were from my house, I will know.
Okay.
So I went and grabbed the marbles out of his coat pocket. And immediately I can feel that they're pretty gritty and dirty. And I know.
You messed up.
I messed up. So I bring them to my mom and she's like, yeah, these are my marbles from our house. So then I had to apologize to my son for being a mean mom that didn't believe him. And I had to ask for his forgiveness.
I'm sick of you.
He was when I was asking for forgiveness, he was very pleased with himself that he had told the truth.
Because there are times where I'm even like with Tatum, I'm like, how did you learn how to lie? Like, where did you even come up with the idea of like lying about this? Like, we've never given you that as an example, so that's interesting, though.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out that you're just a bad mom.
Apparently so.
Yeah, yeah. All right, then the other one I have to ask about is that you mentioned that your sister and you got hammered on accident. Yes. How do you get hammered on accident?
Well, my parents volunteered to have all the kids so that Brad and my sister and I could go out on the town. So we went to Ducks and Drakes.
Awesome spot.
So great. So
I love that spot.
We'd already been drinking wine at dinner, and then we switched to beer, and we start playing shuffleboard with this stranger who was very strange.
What's the saying again? Is it liquor before beer, never fear? Beer before liquor, never sicker?
Never sicker. Both of us, I mean, like, we kind of didn't really quite remember going home. Like, Brad took us home, but both my sister and I don't really remember the drive back.
You said something about a stranger. Do you think the stranger did something strange?
No, I don't actually think that. Okay. But the stranger, he tells us his whole life story about he's from Colorado, and I just moved to Leavenworth, and my girlfriend's going to be moving over here. 10 minutes later, we hear him telling someone else, I grew up in Nebraska, yada, yada, yada. So immediately we're like, okay, I told my sister, grab your purse and just hold on to it, because I don't know what this guy is all about.
He's just a storyteller.
Just two different stories. But yeah. My sister and I, we don't usually go out and drink together, and we were kind of bad influences on each other. And we forgot that Brad took us to the store and bought us candy and soda, like a couple of kids in the back seat.
I bet Brad, who does not drink, had an absolute blast being with you two ladies.
Oh, yeah. That's his favorite, let me tell you. Well, we came across a story that is going viral, and it has led to people sharing some pretty awesome stories online about times that celebrities were not jerks, but they were actually awesome to them. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
BuzzFeed has put together a great list, and it's all about the nicest celebrities. And this is according to people who have actually met these folks.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes you get these stories about, like, why a celebrity was a jerk, and countless stories. But it's always nice to hear when a celebrity's not a jerk.
Absolutely. So, for instance, someone shared their experience with Mr. Rogers.
Who I heard is a colossal D-bag. No.
Well, according to this person, Mr. Rogers made them feel like they were the only person in the room. So we came across some of our favorite stories from this thread. And now we have to go straight to the comments.
And we figured who better to read this than a guy who's known for being a really good guy in the world of celebrities. And that is Keanu Reeves.
Oh, perfect.
So we have robot version of Keanu Reeves, who I might have to say right off the get-go, loosely sounds like Keanu Reeves, but, you know, thanks, robots.
You're so good.
All right, so here's the first comment about a celebrity that was really cool through the eyes of the person that met them.
Sonny Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
Sonny Hawk. He generously donated a bunch of money to build a sick skate park in my small town and brought a whole team of professional skaters to break it in.
You hear all these stories about Tony Hawk, and one of my favorite things is when he shares the stories of people who say he on Twitter or any kind of social media platform, he always talks about how, somebody came up to me and was like, are you the Tony Hawk? He's like, yes.
The one.
Yes.
The only.
There's not many others. I'm that Tony Hawk. Yes, the skateboarding guy.
Jamie Lee Curtis. She came into the record store I worked at in the 90s. I recommended album. She bought it, and a few days later, sent her driver in to buy up the rest of our stock to give as gifts to the film crew at the wrap party.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's rad.
The fact that, like, she actually listened to the guy, bought the record, and loved it so much to go get it.
And that's another one, too, that I expect that people are going to have a great interaction with Jamie Lee Curtis.
I've always thought she'd be a jerk. All right, put yourself in those shoes. You're working at a record store. A celebrity walks in, says, what should I get? And it can't be Rush.
Oh, man. Okay, it's going to be Primus Sailing the Seas of Cheese.
That's what you're going to tell them?
Yeah, get it.
I think I'd go a little bit more contemporary, something that's been put out now, like maybe not 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Glorious Sons.
Oh, that's a great choice.
Their record, Young Beauties and Fools. I think that record from beginning to end is great. And if you're just like, I feel like even if you're not like a massive rock fan, you would enjoy like the catchiness of the songs on that record.
Those guys are awesome.
So that would be my pick, but Jamie Lee Curtis has never asked me.
Robin Williams, a literal delight and the personification of humility and appreciation for his fans.
I don't, again, going back to like the Mr. Rogers and the Tony Hawks, like I feel like everybody had a great interaction with Robin Williams. It's so sad that, you know, he didn't feel that love.
For sure.
That so many people had for him.
Yeah, he was just one of a kind.
Dan Aykroyd, I was a 15-year-old kid playing harmonica by busking outside 30 Rock. He gave me $20. He's a gem.
Well, anyone who gives me $20, I think is the greatest person ever.
My new best friend in the whole world.
We got one more comment.
Weird Al Yankovic. At the after show, Al made it a point to greet everyone in attendance. He thanked us for attending the show.
Now, I always think about Weird Al because of our friend that listens to the show, Rose from Tacoma. And
Rose,
unfortunately, and if you've listened to our show, we've shared stories, and she's been on our airwaves. She's an awesome listener. Sadly lost her son. And she shared with us one time that when he was battling his leukemia, that his favorite artist was Weird Al, and somehow she was able to connect, and Weird Al called him. And I was like, whenever I hear Weird Al's name, I always think of that story. I'm like, that's just a cool thing that he did for somebody he didn't know and brought a lot of joy to that person.
Well, Weird Al, speaking of, he brought a lot of joy to people this weekend.
Did you see what Weird Al did?
Yes! This was at Coachella.
Coachella happened. And I've always been, I never even thought, like, Weird Al would be perfect for Coachella. You got people that are in festival mode that maybe have been enjoying a couple too many cocktails or other things of other varieties. Weird Al would crush it.
And he ended up jumping on stage and performed Rainbow Connection with the guest Yo Gabba Gabba, the children's show.
I've heard it too many times to ignore it. Something.
Okay, hold on. How did this song become a Pink Floyd song all of a sudden? Yo Gabba Gabba. They're a children's group, right?
Yes.
What, did they take some hallucinogenics?
I mean, have you seen their outfits? Probably.
Did you see what was on stage? They had all these like giant mascot-looking things. They had the mascot for the LA Kings. They had Flavor Flav on stage. All these crazy colors and visuals. And I'm like, they're doing this for the people on mushrooms.
That's so awesome.
That I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
At that moment, you'll be able to tell who's high on drugs or not, because I bet there are people crying.
Oh, I would have been.
Because it just pulled out some kind of emotion from them.
Well, Weird Al, of course, was not the only crazy thing that happened at Coachella over the weekend, Steve Miggs.
No.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Metallica.
The Daily Miggs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that for many of you, you're just waking up, you're trying to get your day going in the right direction, and also trying to keep up on the world of pop culture. And there's a lot happening out there, Steve Miggs. So we're here to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Miggs Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go!
Thousands tens of Coachella campers were very frustrated with the festival that happened over the weekend.
I forgot that Coachella was even happening until I started seeing a bunch of social media posts about it. I'm like, oh crap, that's happening this weekend.
Well, apparently traffic was an absolute gridlock. It was hour-long waits. Some people were waiting in the heat for up to 10 hours. There were also complaints about just overall poor organization. Bathrooms were kind of lacking, and then they had not great access to food or water either. Some were obviously trying to make the best of it.
This all sounds like my wife's favorite experience. Oh. When bathrooms aren't working, no water, she'd be like, I'm out. Let's go.
It's like Woodstock 99 all over again. Well, some were making the best of the situation, but social media had a lot of people saying it was the worst Coachella entry experience they ever had.
Which is crazy because they've been doing it for so long. You would think they've kind of would have ironed out all those details unless they were trying something new. Because I remember when I did WrestleMania and it was in Dallas, they decided like they were only doing limited door entries for whatever reason. And it was just a cluster F. It was awful.
Well, there were some highlights, though, Steve Miggs. One involving a local guy from Monroe. During his set at Coachella, Benson Boone went into the Queen classic Bohemian Rhapsody and ended up surprising the crowd with a guest guitarist who was Brian May. Here is part of the performance.
Dude, he's got a good voice.
He does.
Like, I try to listen to his record, not my cup of tea. I like a couple of the songs, but he is a talent, that dude.
And he was, of course, doing his signature flips off the piano and everything. I did see, though, when he introduced Brian May, like, the reaction was not as epic as I would have liked it to be, but I think it's because most of Benson Boone's fans probably don't know who Brian May is.
They're like, who's this old guy with the guitar? Is that the guy from Lord of the Rings or something like that? I mean, for him, though, he probably never thought in a million years, this kid from Monroe, that one day he's going to be up on stage performing Bohemian Rhapsody with the guitarist of Queen.
Can't even imagine.
Now, Weezer were there as well. They did a big set, and they also ended up covering a song that they've covered before in the past, but it's still kind of cool to hear it, and that's the Metallica classic. But we bring up Weezer, but we have to talk about the insanity that's going on with the bassist of Weezer, Scott Schreiner, and his wife. Now, if you don't know what's going on, you know, I found actually Access Hollywood did an update about what's going on because she was arrested because there was like a gun situation with her and the cops. And, well, let's just have Access Hollywood explain what happened.
Now to the latest on Jillian Schreiner, the wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner. She was arrested for attempted murder after being shot by police at her L.A. home.
I got so many text messages from my friends because, you know, I grew up a big Weezer fan. So everyone's like, did you hear about the Weezer bassist? I'm like, no, I thought something bad happened to him. So I quickly, because I was in Hawaii, I was kind of disconnected from everything.
Yeah.
I go on my phone and look it up and I'm like, what the F is going on?
It looks like the plot to a movie or something.
But now police are sharing their reason for taking that shot.
The female suspect was the one that shot at us.
The LAPD officer on this dispatch call, released by TMZ, its authenticity not yet verified, claims Jillian allegedly fired her gun first, which is why officers returned fire, hitting her in the shoulder.
Multiple commands given to drop the gun, drop the weapon.
Authorities now adding they have a shell casing and video footage that supports the attempted murder charge against her.
Isn't that crazy?
And then I was reading.
And then he goes and performs at Coachella.
Oh, my God. And I'm getting in these comment sections and people are commenting about, you know, I think she had been battling some sort of, I don't know if she was going through a cancer treatment or something like that and had battled some mental health concerns. There's just a lot of information for that story.
And if you click on the comments on all of the stories, I've never seen so many Weezer puns. It's like, I mean, you don't want to laugh at what seems like a terrible situation, but also you're just like, oh my gosh, you guys are just crushing it with the Weezer puns.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah, exactly.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a current record of 107 wins, 47 losses, and 25 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.